Kochei Yerushalmi, corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Lamed Aleph. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav and Beis, at the beginning of the new parak, Ein Oimdim. Ein Oimdim Nispalal Mitzrich Kovid Rosh. One stands to pray only amidst submissiveness. Chasidim, Harishonim, Hayushoyim, Sha'achras, Mispalalin, Kadesh Yichavnu, Es Libam. Chasidim of old would wait 1 hour where they would pray before praying Shemona Esser in order to direct their hearts to Hashem. Even if the king greets him, he may not answer him. Even if a snake is wrapped around his heel, he may not interrupt. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, quoting Rabbi Abba, said, one who comes from the road may not pray, for his mind is not settled. What's the source? The Pasuk in Yeshaya, Nun Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Therefore, listen now to this, you poor one, and who is drunk, but not from wine. Meaning that one who is afflicted is like one who is drunk, and he may not pray. Rabbi Zikan, Rabbi Yechon Meshem, Rabbi Elazar, Benosh Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Amitza, Osiris Paddle. Rabbi Zikan, quoting Rabbi Yechon, quoting Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, said, one who is pained may not pray. Rabbi Mustavra, Elamin Adain, crying, Lachain, Shemina, Zeus, Ania, Meshikaris, Lemiyain. It is reasonable to learn only this from the Pasuk, and not about one who comes from the road. And that's the aforementioned pasuk that we quoted in Sefer Yeshaya. Tani layamad adam v'yifpalel, ela shivtei mitrich sicha na'a, v'lo mitrich sichik, v'lo mitrich kalas voish, v'lo mitrich dvarim v'teilim, le mitrich dovah shel Torah. One starts to pray only amidst pleasant conversation, but not amidst jesting or lightheadedness, nor amidst idle words, rather amidst dvar Torah. Chein al yiftar adam mitrich chaveiro, shivtei ela mitrich sicha na'a, likewise, one takes leave of his friend only amidst pleasant conversation, but not amidst jesting or lightheadedness, nor amidst idle words, rather amidst a devar Torah. Shekem matzino b'neviim ha'oshoinim sh'ayuchismim es divayim b'divay shevach v'divay nechamais. So we find that the early neviim ended their words, means at the end of their sforim, with pleasant words of praise and consolation. But Allah says, aside from Sefer Yirmiyah, he ended with words of rebuke. Rabbi Yochanan rejects that and says, in fact, Yirmiyah also ended with words of consolation, as it says in Yirmiyah Nun Aleph, Pasuk Samachdala, Kacha Tishka Bavel, so shall Bavel sink, and which is retribution of Yisrael's tormentors, which is a consolation. The Fisher Haya Yirmiyah Choyza Misnava al Beis HaMikdash Yachol B'Chorban Beis HaMikdash Chasam. And I'm going to suggest Yirmiyah continue to prophesy in Perek Nun Beis about the Chorban. Perhaps he concluded with Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Leima Adhena Diva Yirmiyah B'Mapeles Shal Machrivav Chasam L'Chasam Diva Teichos. And I'm going to reject that because in Perek Nun Aleph it concludes Atena Diva Yirmiyah, until here are the words of Yirmiyah. He concluded with the downfall of the Mikdash's destroyers, and he did not conclude with words of rebuke. The last perek is, in fact, out of order. Ba'aksiv v'hayu dira oin l'chobasa. The Gemara asks, well, we have Yishayo ending with a rebuke, because it says in Yishaya, perek sanach v'pasach avdalad, and it will be an abhorring for all flesh. Ba'akum hi askina, and the Gemara answers, that's referring to Gentiles. Va'aksiv, we should say, im ma'os ma'astanu. The Gemara asks, it says at the end of Eicha, if you will surely reject us, despise us. Hashiveinu tachas hi ma'os ma'astanu. The Gemara answers, that is said in astonishment, is connected to the previous verse, return us, for did you despise us greatly? May you are merely angry with us, but you do not reject us. Af elio lo niftam elisha la mitich dor shal Torah. Also, Eliyahu left Elisha amidst a devour of Torah, as it says in Malachim Beis Pek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, and they were walking, halich, they were going with Davar, and they were speaking. What were they discussing? They should say the devout bomb. The first answer is Rabbi Achava, Rabbi Zeira, who said they were engaged in Krishma, as it says, V'divalta bom, the Lashon of Dibor. Buda bin Pavi, Omer, בבריאת העולם היו עסקים, היך מה דעמה בדבר השם נעשו שמיים נעשו, and a second answer from Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, he says they were engaged in discussing the creation of the world, as it says, with the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, Amar Benachamis Yerushalayim היו עסקים, ומה דעמה דברו על לב ירושלים. A third answer is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, said that they were engaged in consolation to Yerushalayim, as it says, Tabu Alev Yerushalayim, and that's in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Pasuk Beis, and it means speak to the heart of Yerushalayim, and that's a consolation to Yerushalayim. Rabbanan Amrin v'Merkava hayu oiskim heich madat omer v'hinei rechav eish v'susei eish v'gaymer. The fourth answer is from the Rabbanan, they were engaged in discussing the Merkava, which is Hashem's chariot. As it says in Melachim Beis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, which is the Pasuk before it discussed that they were talking, it says, and behold, a fiery chariot and fiery horses. Rav Yirmiyah Amar Layamad Adam Yispalel El Mitoich Din Shal Halacha. Rav Yirmiyah says, when we stand to prayer only amid the law of Halacha that is known and not something that he might be distracted investigating. Rav Yirmiyah Amar Ha'isik V'Sochi Sibur Ka Isik V'Divrei Torah. Rav Yirmiyah says, one who engages in the needs of the Sibur is like one who engages in Divrei Torah, and he may pray amidst engaging in it. Rav Chuna Say Haba Amar Haroya Tipa Kein Achal Dal Yosheves Mishamereth Olav Zayin Nekiyim V'Koyim Matzli. Rav Chuna used to say, the following halacha, a woman who sees even a drop of blood like a mustard seed, she sits, she observes laws of Nida, and guards 7 clean days before immersing, like the laws of a Zava who saw 3 sightings, and then Rav Chuna would stand up and pray. Ve'ira Bachinna Amar HaMekiv Dam B'Kodshim Ma'al Oidhu Me'alachis K'suvois. Ve'ira Bachinna now used to say, one who lets blood from Kodshim and benefits from it, he's transgressed Me'ilah. Also, this is a fixed, meaning a known halacha, one may pray amid saying it. The same applies to the following halachas. Tani Bakapara Omar, Yud Alef Yom Shebein Nida Lanida Halacha L'Mesh Misinai. Bakapara said in a Baisa that the 11 days of Ziva between the 7 days of Nida and Nida means if she sees blood during the 11 days, it's Ziva and not Nida. If she sees after 11 days, it results back to consider that she's considered a Nida. That is Halacha L'Mesh Misinai. Tani Rabbi Hoshea, we should say, Machnis Adam Dagon Beteven Umaamalav Lepoitum in the Masses. Rabbi Hoshea said in the Baisa, one may enter into his house grain with its chaff and scheme to exempt it from Masses. Avdan Chal Le Rebbe, Kamamalais Bakodish, Vahu Amalei Dalad, Vakamamalais Batrumma, Vahu Amalei Sholesh, Vakayam Matsli. Avdan asked Rebbe, how many levels of Kabbalah's Tumma does Kodish have? And Rabbi said that there are 4. And how many levels does Truma have? He said there are 3. Then he stood up and prayed. Rechevki Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Rabbi Yassu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Lo'ilam Lo'i Yehi Apasuk Azeh Zaz Mitoich Picha Hashem Tzavakoy Simonam Mitkavlonu Elei Kei Yaakov Selo. Rechevki quoting Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha quoting Rabbi Yassu quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that the following verse should never leave your mouth. It's in Tehillim in Perek Memvav Pasuk Yedbeis. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Yaakov is our fortress forever. Rav Yosef Ravun, Rav Yavar B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Rechevaya, Hashem Tzavakos Ashrei Adam Eteach Bach. Rav Yosef Rav Avon, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that its companion means a similar verse that should never leave your mouth, is the Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Dalad, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem, Lord of hosts, fortunate is the man who trusts in you. Rechizkiah quoting Rav Avoh said that one should always say, may it be your will, Hashem Elokeinu, our God and God of our fathers, that you save us from exceptionally dire times and even from harsh and bad times and deviations from the normal and normal occurrences that can lead to illness that come to the world. The Mishnah said that one stands to pray only amid submissiveness. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi Omer, Hishtachu l'Hashem ha'adas kodesh, v'chal das kodesh. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi came to say a source for this idea is the Pasuk in Tehillim Perkhoftes Pasuk Beis, and it's literally translated as, prostrate yourself to Hashem in the place beautified with sanctity. But instead of reading it as Hadras, which is beautified, read it as Chaudas, which means awe of Hashem. Chaudas Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Omar, Idris Hashem b'yira, b'gil b'yira. A second source is from Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, he says, It's a pasuk also in Tehillim, in Perek Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, serve Hashem in fear and rejoice in trembling. Amav Acha, Lekishayava Yom Rada Tagilu. Rav Acha said, if you fulfill this, then when the day of trembling, of judgment comes, you will rejoice. Amav Shubha Levi, Zeshu Oimed, and Mispalal Sach Leishev, Shtei Yeshivois, Achas, Adshele Yispalal, Achas Meshi Yispalal. Rav Shubha Levi says, one who stands and prays must set sit, means settle his mind twice, once before praying, and once after praying. Adshele Yispalal, Asher Yoshev Yisecha, Achas Meshi Yispalal, Ach Sadikim Yoide Lishmecha, Yeshu Yisharim Esponecha. The source for before praying is the Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Dalet Pasuk Hei, fortunate are those that sit in your house. And the source for after praying is also in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Mem, Pasuk Yud Dalet, for the righteous will thank your name, the upright will sit before you. Chasidim HaRishonu HaYishoyim Sha'achas Mispalim Sha'ah V'shoyin Sha'achas La'achat Shilasom. Chasidim of all would delay 1 hour before praying, pray for 1 hour, and delay 1 hour after their prayer. Emesai Oiskim B'Torah, Emesai Oiskim Melachton. The Gemara asks, well, if they spend 9 hours a day in prayer and its needs, when do they engage in Torah? When do they engage in their livelihood? And Rabbi Yitzchak, B'Rabbi Loza, Al Yedei Shehayu Chasidim, Haisa Bracha Nitenes B'Torosom, Bracha Nitenes B'Melachton. Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Loza said, because they were Chasidim, there was Bracha in their Torah and Bracha in their livelihood. Kun Amar, Hamispalal Achayi Beit HaKnesses, Nikra Rasha, Saviv V'Shoyim Mishalechom. Kuna says that one who prays behind the Beit Knesses is called a Rosha, as it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Tes, wicked men walk around. Rav Kuna Omar Kol Misha Eino Nichnas Beit HaKnesses Ba'ilam Azeh, Eino Nichnas Beit HaKnesses La'aset Lavoi, Na'atam Saviv Rishayim Yisalechon. Rav Kuna said that anyone who does not enter Beit Knesses in this world, he does not enter the Beit Knesses in the future. What's the source? The same Pasuk. Those words, Saviv Roshayim Yisalechon. And Rabbi Yochanan Mispalal B'Sech Pesa Ke'ilu Makifoi Choyma Shel Basel. Rabbi Yochanan said, one who prays in his house, it's as if an iron wall surrounds him, which will protect him. Machafa Shud said to Rabbi Yochanan, Taman Am Rabbi Abba Am Rabbi Chia V'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Tzarf Adam Mispalal B'Mokum Shem Yuchad L'Tfila V'Chamah Ochin. It seems Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself. There Rabbi Abba quoted Rabbi Chia quoting Rabbi Yochanan that to say that one must pray in a special place of Tshilah, which is the Beit Knesses, and here he's saying that he can pray in his house, and there's a merit for him. Kan b'yochid v'kan b'tzibol. The answer is here, it's good to pray in a house alone when there's no tzibol, and here one must pray in a Beit Knesses is where there is a tzibol. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rehoshia ha'mispal Beit Knesses ke'ilu makruv mincha tahira. Rabbi Pinchas quoting Rehoshia said, one who prays in the Beit Knesses is like one who offers a tahor mincha meal offering. Ma'atam kashe yaviu b'nei yisoneth ha-mincha b'kli tahor Beit Hashem. What's the source? The pasuk in Yeshaya, in Perek Samach Vav, pasuk Chos, that the children of Yisrael bring the offering in a pure kli to the house of Hashem. Rabbi, which is a yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Abo, Toshu, which is a dirshu Hashem b'himatsoi, achen hu matsoi b'Beit HaKnesses, b'Beit HaKnesses yose b'atim midrashois, Ka'u v'yoisi karoiv, achen hu karoiv, to say v'vatei knesi yoisi v'vatei midrashis. Rabbi Yirmiya, quoting Riavol, says, quoting the Pasuk in Yishai Perek Nunhei Pasuk Vav, seek out Hashem when he is found. Where is he found? He's found in the v'vatei knesi yoisi, in the shuls of v'vatei midrashis and the v'vatei midrash. Ka'u v'yoisi karoiv, the Pasuk then says, call him when he is near. Where is he close? In the v'vatei knesi yoisi, v'vatei midrashis. Rav Yitzchak b'Rav Loza le'oydele she'elekein oymed al gavon. Rav Yitzchak b'Rav Loza said not only is Hashem found and close in the shuls and the batei midrash, but further there Hashem stands over them. Ma'atayma elekim nitzav v'adaskel v'kev elekim yishpeit. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Tehillim in Pei Beis pasuk Aleph. Hashem stands in the congregation of Hashem. In the midst of the judges, he will stand.